Do you know why greens are so important? Find out on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are a first-time listener, we welcome you. And if you are one of our regular listeners, we also welcome you, and we love that you've been on this journey with us. So, how about greens?
How about greens, Dr. Cruz?
Let's talk about greens.
Let's talk about greens.
Such a great topic.
Let's talk about greens, baby. Let's talk about
such a great song. So do you know why greens are so important? So when we talk about greens, let's just back it up. Let's unpack that question. First of all, what do we mean when we say greens? Do we mean green peas?
No, Dr. Cruz.
Do we mean green leafy vegetables?
Yes, Dr. Cruz.
Yes, yes. That's exactly right. Green.
Well, and other vegetables, like cruciferous vegetables like broccoli. Mm-hmm. But cauliflower wouldn't count in there.
Right.
And carrots don't count because they're not green.
Right.
And corn doesn't count.
Exactly.
And peas don't count.
Exactly.
Because they're more of a starch.
Yes.
So,
yes.
But that's usually when I, you know, ask people, do they eat greens? Mm-hmm. They usually bring up the vegetables of corn, carrots, and peas.
Okay.
Which none of those qualifies greens.
Okay. Yeah. So greens are, you know, the green leafy vegetables, like Tina said, the, you know, broccoli, you know, kale, spinach,
bok choy, Swiss chard, yeah. Collard greens, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, green beans, peppers, anything at the store.
Lots of greens.
Greens.
Yeah. All right.
And all the different varieties of lettuce.
Exactly.
That there are.
Exactly. So every day I'm doing procedures, and for sure, usually at least once a day I get asked, you know, especially if I find polyps in their colon, you know, the very common question is, how can I do better so that I don't have polyps in the future? What do I need to do? And I always ask them, you get a lot of greens in your diet? Because I have just literally a few minutes after, you know, I've done the procedure and the patient is awake. I only have a few minutes to chat with them. So I always ask them, are you eating your greens? And I do get a lot of patients that say, yeah, I have salads. But I get a lot of patients that tell me I do not like greens. Mm-hmm. And so that, you know, that is always concerning, and I always will tell them you need to get on some form of green. You know, patients that are eating the salad every day, awesome. You should be eating a green salad, you know,
but
maybe
also,
even more.
But also switching up. So a lot of people that eat a green salad every day, they're typically eating the same green salad every day.
Right.
So like they're eating a spinach salad every day, or they're eating a spring mix salad every day, mm-hmm. which again is okay. But I always tell patients that every vegetable and every fruit has its own vitamin and mineral makeup. So spinach has its own vitamins and minerals, and peppers have their own vitamins and minerals. And if you just eat those things every single day, you're only giving your body the vitamins and minerals from that green,
right?
And you're not mixing it up. You're not giving your body, you know, other vitamins and minerals. And your body needs these vitamins and minerals to build healthy red blood.
Right. And so on that note, I do eat the same green salad every day at work, okay? I eat the same one. However, to try to supplement that, like what Tina is saying, because it's true. I mean, you're only going to get a certain vitamins, you know, with that particular salad. But then in the morning, we have a green smoothie.
Right.
And we have spinach and cucumbers and celery in that, you know. And typically in the salads I eat at lunchtime, there's no spinach. I mean, sometimes there is, but it's a different kind of lettuce. It's a different kind of lettuce. So that's mixing it up, to Tina's point.
And then at night, you're typically having a green with dinner.
Exactly.
Plus another salad.
Exactly.
So technically, you're eating like 5 greens a day.
Yeah.
Right? On
exactly.
average. Which is great. Like the more greens you can eat, the better. I always tell patients the more green they can eat, the better, right? The healthier their body is going to be. But then there is something to say for the nutritionally depleted greens, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about that and like the soil yes, today and what's absolutely happening with the soil.
Yeah, so the soil that our vegetables grow in today is not the same soil from 50 years ago. You know, it's not the same soil that our grandparents' vegetables were grown in. And that's mainly because of, you know, pesticides, you know, toxins. The soil maybe has been, it is leached of minerals and nutrients that maybe it was a little richer in decades ago.
It's just depleted, yeah, right? Of being totally depleted over and over.
Exactly.
And over again.
So what happens is that your vegetables, the fresh produce, is not going to have the same nutrition that it possibly had decades ago. Mm-hmm. So even though we are eating these vegetables, these greens, and trying to mix it up and trying to get, you know, several servings a day, there is still that whole component of even those, and even if they're organic, right, of even those being somewhat depleted.
Or even fresh. Because a lot of people will eat vegetables frozen, mm-hmm, right? Or canned.
Right.
And I always tell them too, that's okay, but the best way to eat a vegetable is fresh, because any time a vegetable's been frozen or canned, again, it loses nutritional value, right?
Right.
So that idea of, even if you're eating 5 or 6 servings of fresh vegetables a day, even that, those greens are still nutritionally depleted. Mm-hmm. So, right, giving yourself that extra boost. But if you're eating a lot of frozen or canned vegetables, if you're not eating green vegetables at all, you absolutely must supplement them. That's what we tell the patients, because your body needs those green foods to build healthy red blood.
Exactly.
So, and you want to talk about kind of what healthy red blood does in the body?
I mean, healthy red blood is what you need to carry good oxygen into every organ of your body to get you the nutrients. Okay, you're eating something, you're eating food, it gets digested, it gets broken down, hopefully into a liquid form, and when it gets into the small intestine, that's where the nutrients get absorbed into the bloodstream. Okay, that's when it gets absorbed into the bloodstream, where you have your red blood cells and you have platelets and white blood cells and all sorts of, you know, different cells in there. But the red blood cells, you know, the green helps to build up those red blood cells, get them nice and healthy so that they can be better deliver oxygen to your organs, and, you know, and also so that you get better delivery of the nutrients to your organs, all right? I mean, this is how you're going to have healthy cells, healthy tissue, healthy organs, a healthy body.
That's exactly what I say.
So, and
thank you for that, Dr. Cruz.
Absolutely. Yeah. The other thing that I wanted to talk about, well, it's kind of off the topic, but I do want to talk a little bit about the way that you do cook your greens, or mm-hmm, that, you know, in the way of cooking it. But Tina talked about supplementing. Okay, so in addition to the different ways that we get our greens, like what we just talked about earlier, we do supplement. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yes, even though we're doing a spinach smoothie and I'm eating a salad at lunchtime, which Tina a lot of times eats a salad also, and then at nighttime, you know, we're eating another salad and some form of a green, like a green beans or asparagus or some other green vegetable, we still supplement, okay? We still supplement. We have a greens capsule that is pulverized greens, pulverized into powder and put into capsules. And it's our own formulation, our own product. And we supplement with that every day. When we drink our green smoothie, we take some of our capsules, okay? And it just depends what's going on. Like earlier this year, I broke my foot. So I was trying to take greens two, three times a day if I could. I was taking 3 of them in the morning, and I would try to remember to take it at lunchtime and in the evening. But if you're healthy and doing well, on average, we take about 2 a day. Though, because my foot is still healing, I'm still doing 3 a day. And really, it would benefit me to keep doing another 3 in the evening. But that's kind of fallen off the wayside. But the greens are so important. And I know a lot of patients will tell me, but Dr. Cruz, you know, I take my vitamin. I take a multivitamin every single day. Well, I'm going to tell you that almost every day, I will find one intact, huge, compacted multivitamin in someone's colon.
Totally still intact.
Totally still intact. So it means that that vitamin made it through the strong acid in the stomach where it should have been broken down. It made it right through that and moved right on through the 20 plus feet of small intestine and through the 6 feet of colon. Mm-hmm. And that person received no benefit, no nutritional benefit from that vitamin.
Yeah. The tablets are so compressed that it is really hard for the body to break them down. In addition, you have a lot of people on proton pump inhibitors.
True.
Where they're not making acid. True. So it's difficult for them to break down these things.
But you would just think that after hours of a vitamin traveling through your intestine, okay? Right. Because it takes several hours for that process of digestion and for everything to move through, that at some point...
Right. It would start to break down.
It would start to break down. Yeah. Like these vitamins I see are intact.
Yeah.
Intact.
Yeah, it is. So that's, you know, honestly, like and the other thing is people that are on a lot of different vitamins, right? Like we've got a lot of patients who are taking vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin B, vitamin K, vitamin. And the thing is that your body wants to get vitamins and minerals from real food, not synthetic capsules made in a lab, right? So eating your vegetables is important, a wide range of vegetables to get all the different vitamins in the body throughout the week, but then also supplementing with a greens powder as opposed to a multivitamin or all these vitamins that we're buying from the store that are just synthetic, they're made in labs, or they're not real food. It just gives, by doing the powders, it gives your body the vitamins and minerals from the real food, right? So that's why we made the gastro greens, because we were trying to get patients off the standard one a day multi by taking actual greens, okay? So we've helped a lot of patients get off their multivitamins by taking these, and they do feel a difference. That's the other thing. When you start to take a supplement, after a couple weeks, you should notice that you feel better. You feel different. If you've been taking supplements for years and you're like, I don't really know, I don't notice a difference, I don't know what I'm getting from this, it's probably not doing anything for you. You're probably just literally pooping your money out.
Right.
So that's why we made the greens. But the other thing with the green, just foods in general, that you always want to make sure, if you can, if you're not eating them during the day, is taking at least three of these a day. I know you mentioned we take two, and on average we do take two, but that's because we're eating greens multiple times a day. If you're not eating greens at all, you should be at least taking three of these a day.
Agreed. Yeah, 100%. You know, and like I mentioned about having broken my foot, that I was taking extra. If you happen to have something going on with your health, whatever it may be, maybe you're sick, or you hurt yourself, you should definitely always, when you're in a situation like that, always take additional greens. Mm-hmm. Okay. So like I told you, I was doing three in the morning. I was taking some with me to the surgical center to take three at noon. And then in the evening I was taking it. And I did that actually pretty consistently for at least a month after I broke my foot. And then I started to kind of taper off on that. But anytime you have something going on with your body, you're sick, injured, you know, even a sports injury, whatever it is, your body is trying to heal. And your body is always trying to heal. Always. Your body is in a constant state of healing. And so taking greens is, you're only going to be helping your body. Mm-hmm. So definitely, you know, if you are eating greens, awesome. If there's room to eat more greens in your day, eat more greens. Take the green capsules. If you are someone that does not like greens, you absolutely need to be taking these greens at least three times a day.
Yeah. Okay. And these are capsules, but they can be opened just like all of our other supplements, and they can be put in smoothies or things like that. So even like for your kids, hiding, you know, opening these and putting them in fruit smoothies for the kids is really great, because a lot of kids aren't eating their vegetables either. So using these for your kids is really good in addition to yourself. But three a day, open them up, put them in smoothies. Also taking these, you can either take them all at one time, you can take them throughout the day. We've had a lot of patients who say, you know, I don't want to take them all at the same time, then you could take one with every meal. It doesn't matter how you take them, as long as you get three in your body every day.
Right. And I did promise you that we would quickly just touch on how to prepare your greens. You know, that's actually a question that Tina gets asked all the time when she goes shopping and has a cart full of greens. You know, she's had many, many people at the store be like, ask her, what are you going to do with those? How are you going to prepare those? And so go ahead, Tina. Why don't you share what you tell?
Well, I steam a lot of veggies. So we, you know, growing up, we did a lot of frying our veggies in oil. But just learned through all the stuff that we've been doing with the wellness program that anytime you heat an oil, even olive oil, above 180 degrees, it becomes a trans fat. But oil is very good for you. So now what I do is I steam veggies in a big steaming pot, or I put them in a pan with a little bit of vegetable broth and I steam them, and then after put the oil. So the oil is really good to put on your food, but it's good to do it raw, right? Not cooked. So steaming is the absolute best way to cook any vegetable. Because when you boil a vegetable, I don't know for those of you that do boil vegetables, but after the vegetable is done and you go to pour the water out, if you've ever noticed, the water is very, very green, especially mm-hmm. if it's green vegetables, like broccoli, for example. That's a good example. People will boil a pot of broccoli and then they go to dump the water and you're just watching all those nutrients just go right yep. down the sink, right? So boiling is not the best. We also bake vegetables. We do like a little bake, or I'll do kale with potatoes. That's another nice way to cook your vegetables. So baking and steaming are the primary ways to maintain the nutrients right. in the food, right? Awesome. Just some tips for preparing veggies. And in terms of, you know, again, there's a lot of green powders out there. Just read the ingredients, you know, like all the rest of our stuff, these gastro greens, that's what they're called, gastro greens. There's no fillers, no preservatives, no sugar, nothing like that in these. They're very, very pure. So just whatever powder you find, if it's not going to be the gastro greens, just read the ingredients, read the other ingredients, make sure there's nothing in it outside of green food.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. All right, so we're going to go ahead and bring this to close. If you want to connect with us, you can find us on our website, drlizcruz.com. There's a magenta colored button on the home page, and you can click that and schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult. And that can be done from anywhere because it's actually done over the phone. And like I said, it's free. It's our gift to you. If you haven't rated our podcast, please give us a rating and please give us a 5. It'll help other people just like you to find us faster. And lastly, if you have not subscribed, please subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.